Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey peas, it's Kate here.
Hello, and it's Mandy.
We just wanted to talk to you about something so exciting for you, which might be working with us.
That's right. We are pretty
Zoom friendly.
We are nifty with a PowerPoint is all I have to say. So we have enjoyed the last couple of weeks working with some corporate groups, some community groups, a local council, the libraries. We can speak to your group. We've spoken to carers.
We have. We've spoken to the BOM.
We
have.
Come
on. That's the top of Australia.
Exactly.
The BOM. That's as high as you can go.
So if you want to work with us, get in contact with us at our website, twopeasinapodcast.com.au.
Yep.
And we would love to have a chat about how we can work with your with your group.
Yep. Of course. We charge a little bit of money. That's because actually we are valuable people and we put the money towards the podcast, the booklets, and at the moment during COVID, actually putting food on the table.
Yeah.
So if you would like to work with us, we would love to work with you. Just hit us up.
Yeah.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today's episode is Snap P 37.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Well, Tim from Thailand, how many snap peas in a row?
Yeah, you should be very happy.
Very, very happy, because honestly, we only do it for you. No, we love these. We love them. It's, I think, originally we did it to talk about how we were struggling with COVID, and actually now I've realised it gives me a real boost because COVID's never ending.
Yeah, that's right.
And so hopefully the speak pipes and the snap pea will long outlive our memories of corona, that's even possible.
We've got a few speak pipes. We've got some emails to read out and some of your beautiful stories. So
shall we get to it?
Let's get to it.
Hi. My name is Alexander.
Hello.
I am a 12-year-old pea shooter with a vision impairment. Oh. I loved your episode with Dean.
Oh, yes.
Me and my mum are huge fans of your podcast here in Adelaide, South Australia. Keep them coming. From Alexander.
Alexander!
We're crying!
You know what? You're already our favourite speak pipe.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody else who's sending them in. Alexander wins.
What a great start.
Let me tell you something about Dean. Awesome human.
Oh, you would love to meet him, Alexander. He's just so lovely.
Yeah, and he's fun, and he does his radio show every week, pops it in the hangout.
Yes. You might like to listen to his radio show.
Yeah, it's really good. If your mum's in the hangout, she can, He's a really awesome human, Dean. So,
Alexander, this is our big kiss and love to you.
Yes. Mwah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that was so nice.
I just thought I'd say too that we do listen to these live. People say, what's going on? Do you listen to this live or do you listen before? But no, we listen to this and
I
we record
to,
it.
And then one day we ran out of time and realised, oh, it's so much better when we hear them together.
Yes, so it that's is right. Yeah,
we have the same experience that you do when
exactly.
we hear
them. Exactly.
Yep.
Kate, I'm horrified. Please watch Titanic. I'll write a review if you watch Titanic and let us know what you think. Thanks. Bye.
Do you want me to spoil it for you?
I know there's spoiler. An iceberg. I know there's a ring. I know there's a door.
Yes.
I know there's a window in a hand.
Or as Miss Ten said, which I was horrified about, the worst part was when they had sex in the car. And I was like, oh, I didn't think she got, I thought we skimmed over that.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, I'm horrified too.
Sorry, why, I don't, got I don't a couple know if of hours of time. It.
Why not?
Well, because I've held out this long.
Oh, come you know? On. It's really good.
Oh, all right, maybe
you'll
one
like
day.
You'll like the Irish people. I'll bring you in that way.
Okay. Yeah. obviously, Prue's not going to rate and review.
No,
okay,
she's
let's
not.
Have a watch party.
Let's have a watch party.
We could all do it. We could do a Zoom on like yes. a Friday night.
And we all watch Titanic.
And then you all have to start your Netflix or whatever streaming service it's on at the same time, and Manny and I will talk over it.
Yes.
Because I'm just stealing this idea, but Comedy Republic did it last year and it was so great. So I'm happy to do that.
Oh.
Because I feel like I'm not really watching it. I'm watching it with you.
Oh, gosh. We'll get Molly in it too.
Yep, yep.
She can give some comments.
Commentary. I don't think you want commentary from Buzz and Woody.
Okay, we'll organise that at some point.
Also, I forgot to say, thanks so much for this podcast. Oh. I love it. You make me laugh out loud in my car to myself. A lot of motorists must think I'm a bit odd laughing out loud in the car with no one else in the car with me.
Oh.
But I have you two in the car with me yes. and all the amazing guest speakers that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks always for everything that you do, and we are really thinking of you in Melbourne. I know you are doing it tough.
Thank you.
Keep smiling and keep doing your great work. Bye.
Thank you, Prue. That's very kind.
See, you made us laugh. That's what happens.
I know.
You're all beautiful. Yep. Anyway, that's made me laugh, the Titanic.
Yeah, but now we have to watch it again.
Well, I haven't watched it.
Okay.
I think Peter Hellyer does a podcast where he gets somebody on. I haven't heard this podcast, so it may not be great, or it probably is great because he's very funny.
Yeah.
And he makes them watch a movie they haven't seen for the first time, and then they talk about it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it does. So I'll listen. I'll let you know.
Hey, peas. It's Yasmin here.
Hey, Yasmin.
Today is going to be SpeakPipe number 728.
Love it.
And it's probably also going to be the first and hopefully last SpeakPipe that I am this sad.
Aww.
I found out about 12 years ago, aka this morning, that I am a close contact. It's not just me that's a close contact. It's quite a few of my friends and colleagues. Today's supposed to be day 3. But it feels like day 527.
I bet.
On your own.
And on your own.
I don't even know what to say. I'm sad.
It's
and I'm
so
really,
hard.
Really sorry, Mandy's mum, but this is just fucked.
Yes, it is.
I'm not the only one that's gone through this, and I know that there's heaps of peas who have gone through this. I know that there's heaps of peas who are single mums who have gone through this with their kids and no support. I know that there's heaps of pea professionals, especially in Melbourne, who have gone through this or are going through this. I'm pretty sure Mr. Poo Professional
is currently in
quarantine with his teenagers at the moment. I couldn't think of anything worse than being in quarantine with teenagers. that in a kind, loving way.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure teenagers are fine.
Beautiful, Yasmin.
Oh, not me. I was not a fine teenager. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm not just sad, though. I'm really angry because I'm not going to go and rant about the Melbourne protests, but...
Oh, mate, you can.
Because that wasn't us. Thankfully, we haven't had that many protests here where I live.
We can be angry.
But
it's just a disrespect.
I have seen people, my friends, well, people I thought were my friends, breaking rules, and it's just, it makes me so angry.
Yes, I know.
And nobody wants an angry Yasmin because... Like a colleague at my old job said to me once, Yasmin, when you're angry, there is fire in your eyes.
Yes.
And I just, that just reminds me of the little angry man in Inside Out just raging through my eyes.
Yes. Well, this is a righteous anger.
I don't know where this is going. I think I've said that like 12 times now.
Well, you're trapped at home by yourself. COVID's cruel.
I really want to end this in a a nice, happy way, but
you don't
I just.
Have to.
I don't know what to do.
No.
I'm sad and I'm angry and it pisses me off that people are breaking rules and posting it on social media. Like that's just the kick in the gut.
It sure is. Yep.
And especially to us healthcare workers who are just doing the right thing.
Yes, yes. It is.
And even though I'm sad and angry right now, and even though I'm really, really sad that I've got to spend the next 2 weeks by myself and a spider that I've now named Peter.
I will
happily do this again to protect the community.
Oh, no.
And I will happily do this again to protect my colleagues, my friends, my patients, the pea shoot that I do support work for.
Yes,
I'll happily do this again if it means that I protect my community. And if I am happily doing this to protect the idiots,
idiots,
that's right.
They are.
Who break the rules, why can't they just follow some rules?
I know, totally.
I agree. I don't know.
Beyond this response.
Anyway, I want to end this on a kind, loving, happy note, and I can't think of anything. Oh, actually, I do. I have something for you.
Oh.
Mandy, did you accidentally send Miss Ten's teacher's present to yourself?
I don't know where it is.
If you did, that's just a very mandyhosehosenose.com thing to do.
I did not have it.
That would provide me with a lot of content.
I know.
Also, Kate, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What on earth is an air compressor? I've Googled it. I've looked at it on Bunnings. I've tried to YouTube it. I don't know what I'm looking at. And I just really want to be able to imagine it. All I'm imagining is something that spits out air.
Yes.
And I just can't imagine how what that does.
Okay.
So if you could explain it to me,
to
provide me some more entertainment, that would be great.
I'm going to get Woody to send you a video.
Anyway.
Special
I love you guys,
lockdown.
And I'm sorry that this is really sad. I hope that this is not the last sad speak pipe I ever send, because this definitely will not be the last speak pipe.
Oh, good.
Yes,
no, I will get Woody to make a video for you and I'll email it to you. Sorry, the rest of the peas don't get to see it. Yasmin made us our beautiful certificates last year that are still on the beds
and
still on the walls. They were so important to us during
Send you a photo of nothing because I didn't send the present to myself and I don't know where it is.
And air compressors, you know, if you paint a fence but it's a machine that does it, that's an air compressor that does that. So you can get big ones that plug into like generators or power. This is a handheld one that has just a little Ryobi battery. And so you could use it if you can use it to pump up bike tires and balls and obviously just to shoot rockets around in the backyard. I think that's what it was really meant for.
You know what? I just want everyone to hear this.
Yes.
We can handle sad speak pipes, angry ones, happy ones. We can handle it. We can sit with this stuff, okay? So
I'm glad you trusted us with
that. Same. And I just want you to know you can, right?
Yeah.
So just send it to us.
Please.
Tell us your truth.
And actually, we just want truths.
Yeah.
This podcast is just about the truth, right? It's not about Instagram influencers or green smoothies or anything else. And if you are a tier one contact because you're working in healthcare and you know that there are dickheads protesting that are going to go into healthcare, like I just saw that where the protests were in Melbourne, the CFMEU is now a tier one contact.
What a surprise.
So all those people could end up with COVID and going into hospital, and half of them just worked there, right?
They just want to put a pillow over their heads.
Oh.
I mean, I am not a nurse, so you don't have to worry about me saying that. But I'm like, wouldn't you?
It's just infuriating.
Listen here.
I know, to think that.
And I know they're protesting for lots of reasons, and I don't want people to think that I'm naive.
No, you can have a peaceful protest. I understand job security's being taken away.
That's right.
But also, you know, some of us have been doing this for 2 years.
That's right.
You know, eating lunch outside and all the other things. And I know you're worried about mandatory vaccines. I'm not getting into that because I love vaccines. I am thrilled. I'll be thrilled when Buzz and Woody get their second one and I can breathe out. Right?
Somebody quoted me in the chat 10 page And said, I think just like Mandy Ho said, these people don't have vulnerable people in their lives.
That's what I think.
And I was like, well, right, okay. Because that's what I truly think.
Yes, because, you know, we're all rectums until something happens to us.
Yes.
And sadly, if they choose to keep protesting and not wearing masks and don't get vaccines, one of them will die. Like, that's what happens with this horrible COVID, right? So as much as I rant and rave and I want to be out of lockdown, I know it's to keep me safe.
Of course, and we're doing everything we can.
We really, really are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yep. I'll read one.
Yep.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. I have just finished listening to your COVID podcast today. I had meant to email, but there you go. I've missed the boat, but was thinking about our COVID journey and feel writing this will be therapeutic for me and just wanted to share our story.
Always.
Thank you. I feel so much for my 24-year-old pea shoot. COVID has totally changed her world, but thankfully there are positives amongst the negatives. Mm. We live in Melbourne, outer eastern suburbs.
Woohoo, represent.
So I think we're up to maybe 250 days of lockdown. Yep, yes, we are.
So many.
2020 was my pea shoot's first year out of institutional learning and time for her to spread her wings and find work. She had just started working a few hours a week at my husband's school, was doing really well, and we were hoping the hours would increase over time. Obviously, lockdown happened and this work is now no longer available for her. So she has now had 18 months of no school or no work. The days are long.
Yes.
She has no single bubble. Her older sister lives out of home and she's bored with living with her old parents.
Yes.
She has been working towards moving out of home, but this progress is now slowed due to COVID.
Yep.
Her close friends are all partnered, so they are able to have visits from their partners.
Yes.
She is so socially isolated and is missing her friends so much.
Oh.
The positives are huge, however, and she has amazed me with her resilience. That's right, they do. She started reading books again last year, and this year she started an online course on animal care.
Aww.
Her world is on the computer, speech, OT, dietitian, psychology, dance, fitness training, and the list goes on. Oh, this is lovely. A big shout out to Liz Gospar. I know Liz, and Inclusive Sports Training. During lockdowns, this triathlon training group has organised online boxing, hip hop and yoga, and it's also given her some much needed social connection, which reminds me we'll have to have Liz on the podcast one day. She has organised a weekly online exercise group with her friends, has enjoyed lots of cooking, online shopping, and has sent a care package to a friend. Good girl. That's lovely. She's bonded more with our beautiful dog and takes him on daily walks, and we have bonded over many hours of jigsaw puzzles.
Yep.
For me as her mum, it hurts my heart so much to see her opportunities shrink so much because there's not many of them.
No, it's not fair.
Just when her life was moving forward with starting work and getting ready to move out of home, COVID happened.
It's just so
feel
cruel.
You.
Personally,
I'm so fatigued like everyone. I'm also caring for my elderly parents who are struggling with social isolation during COVID.
Yep.
My father-in-law died in Queensland in our big block lockdown last year.
Yeah.
We spent a couple of months trying to obtain an exemption to visit him as he declined with terminal cancer.
Oh.
An exemption was granted for my husband and sister-in-law the day after he died. Oh, for goodness sake.
The baggage.
I'm also a maternal and child health nurse, and the families I care for are also struggling.
Oh,
yes. They have had difficult pregnancies and are discharged home from hospital even earlier than usual. Oh, they are isolated from all of their supports.
Yeah.
Many have parents who are interstate and have not met their grandchildren.
Yes, huge.
When we are locked down, our families are missing out on time and support from us.
Yes.
They have Zoom new parent group sessions rather than face-to-face. I've thought about it so many times, Kate. The families that visit us are hungry for our support and contact, but we can only see them for 15 minutes.
With a mask on, you probably can't cuddle the babies.
Older babies are scared of us as we wear our masks and face shields, and also due to their limited socialisation. Wowza.
Yep.
One positive is the 2Ps booklet. Kate, I am Sue Jane on Facebook, who picked up a box of your booklets and tried to book you for both our Nurses Appreciation Day.
Oh.
Hopefully we can book you for next year.
Yes, we'll be there.
The booklets have been distributed to all our maternal and child health team, Yarra Rangers, to give out, and they have been so well received by both the nurses and families.
Yay, I'm glad.
I am loving giving the booklet to my P families. Oh. It feels like giving them a hug.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, goodness, I've got goosebumps.
I know, I'm crying.
We have never had anything like this before to offer our P families, and I'm personally so thankful for this booklet. I would have loved to receive something like this as a P mum 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. I have also read your book in lockdown, devoured it really and loved it.
Thank you.
I want to read it again more slowly to absorb it more. Mm. And I've asked my husband, the teacher, to also read. There is so much he can learn from it.
Oh, thank you.
Not sure if I will send this now as you have done the episode, to send or not to send.
Well, I'm glad you sent.
We'll send. No need for a reply. It's been therapeutic to get it all out of my head. So thank you. Cheers, Sue.
Oh,
P.S. I found the podcast after seeing you on the project and listened to every episode in order.
Ah, good girl.
I listen each Thursday as I drive to my parents to deliver their shopping, take them to appointments, etc. Your podcast has made that trip so much more enjoyable. Thank you. Oh, Sue.
I know. I got that email and I was like, no, that has to go on the podcast because these are the truths that people don't know.
That's right.
Right? And we think about it. We just think about our own life.
Yeah, we do.
But listen to that. There's so many things in there
that
I was
overwhelmed. She is a P in so many ways.
So many ways.
Yes, professional. I think about the maternals.
Oh, must just be like, so hard.
You know, these little precious babies, these women, especially trying to learn to breastfeed. I mean, it's too much.
It's too much.
Discharge from hospital early.
Oh.
Like if we're failing.
Because it's safer at home.
If we're failing women, it's probably right there. Right?
This trauma is just going to compound.
Talk about failing women everywhere in this pandemic.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's the women's pandemic.
Yep.
I saw a really cute video the other day. Someone put on Facebook they had maybe an 18-month-old and they'd been in lockdown for ages in Europe, and they took her out and she didn't know how to step on different coloured tiles. She thought the floor was not there because she'd only ever been in her own house and walked around her street. And she was like touching it with her finger, and then she'd walk on it. And like, we just don't know.
No.
Right? Like, it's just phenomenal what we've taken for granted and these little babies don't have.
Thank you, Sue, for doing important work.
And for writing such a beautiful email.
Beautiful.
It really got me in the feels, that one.
And I want to see your big girl thriving out in the world when it opens up.
Yes,
right?
Me too.
Because I feel like I'm just a couple of years away from that.
Yep.
And so I can imagine you've thought, right, we've finished school, let's get this started.
I wonder if
started.
She likes wrapping books, because we could definitely employ people. If you buy our books, I'm happy to, as much as I love wrapping, I'm happy to pay someone to do some wrapping.
Maybe we could do that, Kate.
Yeah, we could, you know, my dream is to have a wrapping paper shop. So
a van, a cute little van.
And I could just have peas there and we could get people's presents and then they could come and pick them up at
the
end of
the
week.
I mean, I would come in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have 2Ps wrapping.
Maybe.
So,
well, that's something. Reach out, Sue.
Yeah, reach out, Sue, if she would like to wrap some books. We're happy to pay.
Oh, yes.
All right, now I'm going to read one more, then we'll finish with a speak pipe. Okay. Hi, Peas. I'm a peacher from Adelaide, and
hello.
I just wanted to share some joy with you. Before I do, though, I'd like to thank you for all of your amazing interviewees for sharing your stories and helping me to become a more empathetic and understanding teacher. Yes, the people we have on are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Last week I had a total, you know, you've been listening to 2Ps a lot when, moment, my kids performed in their school music concert. I was proud of them, of course, but what I was most proud of was the inclusion of all children.
Aww.
One young boy was keeping time while playing recorder by jumping up and down. One gorgeous young lady in the choir could not stop her body from moving with the music, and the joy that radiated from her face was amazing. And then there was an amazing year 7 drummer with cerebral palsy. He got up on stage wearing an AFO and with one drumstick and sat down behind the drum kit and he absolutely smashed it.
Oh, I love him.
1 foot, one hand and some serious speed. Oh. The crowd was on their feet.
Oh.
I was so proud that I was almost crying. It was such a moment and the drum teacher looked so proud.
Oh.
At the end, he just threw his drumstick over his shoulder like a total rock star. It was so wonderful to see that the school really believes that music is for everybody
and everybody.
Wishing you many moments of sunshine in the next little while. Love, Catherine.
Oh, Catherine, thank you.
What a beautiful email. Oh. There's nothing like seeing your child on a stage.
Oh.
And to see all children, that's what we want.
Imagine those P-mums. Oh, they just would have been in heaven.
Imagine. That kid sounds awesome.
Oh, he does.
He's a little rocker.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Alison in Brisbane.
Hi, Alison.
OMG. I have had so much trouble doing this speak.
Oh, sorry.
I had some security on my phone that wouldn't allow me to access the website.
Right.
And, I have been thinking about doing this now for weeks.
Sorry, it's
yay,
tricky.
Yay, I finally got through.
You did.
So let me see. Why was I doing this? One, because you are wonderful. Two, because I'm a therapy.
Right.
I'm a physio who works only in the NDIS and I only do home visits and pool visits and gym visits. I'm on the road all the time.
I can picture
you. And I just wanted to say it is such a privilege, just an amazing privilege to be able to walk into people's houses and to see them sometimes at their worst and they trust me to be there. And I just think that that is
a huge honour.
Such an honour and the level of trust is incredible.
Mm.
I also want to say that I see what they go through. I see the struggles and every day I am amazed and touched and inspired by what you go through and the struggles and the victories.
Yes.
The victories, the getting to someone to walk, the getting somebody to reach a milestone, you know, that it might not be very much. For me, sometimes it's just being able to squat or be able to bend a knee in the right way or achieve,
know,
standing balance of 5 seconds on 1 foot. Like there's so many different things that I deal with, you know, or getting shoes that fit over a person's AFO and they like the shoes.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So,
Alison,
I do thank all of you that let me into your houses, but also for all of you who let other therapies into your houses. Thank you. It is an honour and a privilege.
Wow.
Secondly, in saying all of this, I have just recently had a diagnosis of high-functioning ASD. I did post it in the Hangout as well. It has rocked my world, like not in a good way. I am struggling every day to get my head around what this means. At nearly 49, so Kate, we're just about the same age. I feel like so much of my life has been lost, that I've been struggling to be something that I can never be.
I'm sorry you didn't
but
find
now
out
I
earlier.
Also feel like I've failed at life because I can't be what I've been trying to be. And that might, you know, and so many people talk about the relief and maybe the and I just,
it's different
to
everyone.
I have a wonderful husband, you know, and add to this, you know, I have a horrific mental health, or actually, I've got to get this right, mental illness. I don't have mental health. I have horrific mental illness, as does my husband. And every day it's a struggle just to get up and get out. And then I find out that the ASD is not helping me get up and get out because what I want to do is be at home.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, it's a struggle.
Yep.
Finally, I want to tell you something funny. We got a beautiful Labrador puppy a few weeks ago. He's just gorgeous.
The best.
But we took him to, we didn't take him to puppy school. We went to the first day of puppy school without the puppy because we weren't meant to take him. It was a sort of this is what we think day. And we got expelled. Apparently when we were told by the instructor that we were dead to her because we didn't have a shell pool.
What?
And we took it personally that was a bad thing.
I've got my mouth open. Me too.
And
who knew there was a wisdom puppy teachers?
What?
Half an hour later, I found myself giggling all the way through a shopping centre because we got expelled. Love you guys.
Alison. I would like to say to you that living your life not knowing that who you are as an awesome, awesome autistic individual and trying to fit into a world that has tried to force you to not be that must have been so hard. Mm. And so while you're coming to terms with that, I hope that one day it'll give you the freedom to go, oh, I am so amazing. Look what I've done. Really be able to help other people because you're a P and a therapy.
Yeah.
And that's so powerful. And I think from some of my friends before they were diagnosed, they really had a lot of mental illness too because they were trying to be someone they weren't.
Yes.
And so I'm not saying any of that's going to magically go away, but hopefully you'll be able to find other really awesome autistic adults to connect with. I will mention again Christy Forbes. She's unbelievable. One day I'll get her on the podcast. And she's just a powerful autistic woman who just gives so much strength. So hopefully you'll be able to find people like that. And I'm sorry that you're a bad dog school person.
I just want to say, Alison, that if I was there with you, I would have been kicked out too.
Yes.
Because I'm not very good at dog training either.
No, oh, no, I didn't even
But how can you get kicked out when you don't even have your dog with you and because you didn't buy something for it to go like a pool?
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. I mean, look, we love all people, but some people are very dog-centric.
Yes.
And you
remember
know.
The guy came, he had hush puppy shoes and we could not stop laughing. We were like, of course
he
does.
Didn't think it was funny.
I know. We didn't. Like, we only laughed when he left. And then I was like, that man was so serious about dogs, I don't think I can do it. I just am a natural kind of rebel-y person.
Same.
And I just can't. I wasn't ever going to have a dog like that.
No, and I really just took my parenting to my dog parenting because the dog trainer was like, oh, she's far too timid. She'll never be okay. And I just thought, you can't come into my life because people have told me things like that about my kids and they're fine. And actually she's fine now.
Yeah.
She's not a really fully outgoing dog, but we go on walks every day. She's fine.
Yes.
I was like, actually, you know what? We're all different and so is my dog.
That's right. I hope your dog's bringing you a lot of joy.
I bet, and I hope they're not eating everything in the house.
Well, all I'm going to say is get the undies off the floor.
Oh, undies and socks.
Yep.
And if they're eating cords, put a bit of Vicks vapor rub on it and they'll stop doing that because that's quite annoying. When you're like, why isn't my phone charging? Ugh. Anyway, okay, peas.
Thank you for these.
Send us the
types and emails. We just love you.
It doesn't have to be specifically about something that's been on the podcast. Anything you want to tell us, that's what Mondays are for.
That's
okay?
Right, exactly. And we hope you look forward to Thursday's episode. Yep. And
I think on Saturday,
we're finally going to have.
Fingers crossed, we've got the sequel.
Trevor, the sequel.
Yes.
Yes.
Gary and Trevor, part two. Return to Gary and Trevor. We can name them all after Star Wars things.
Return to Gary and Trevor.
We can have some prequels, whatever we want.
Yeah, we are. We're going to.
Yep.
So, thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.